Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm also Joel.
And I'm Jackson.
Where we ask the important questions like, why does Ross from Friends have a monkey?
The show gives an answer of saying that he compensates for his loneliness after getting a divorce by getting a monkey.
A monkey is not a friend. It's a wild animal.
It is. Okay. Ross is tired of living alone, and also he doesn't want a roommate at his age, so he adopts the capuchin monkey, a Marcel. Now, I know what you're thinking. How old is Ross when he gets a monkey? Now, I know this. Do you guys want to know? Take a punt at how old you think a recently divorcee, how old do you reckon that he might be? He already has a son.
It's going to be way younger than I want. Like 26?
Spot on, Jackson.
Fucking hell.
26-year-old. He's already got Ben, a young boy. How old is Ben in season one? Great question.
So this is confusing because... Now, this is going to be one of those Plumbing the Death Star episodes where you can hear us doing research on the go. So season one, the one with the monkey is the name of the episode where Ross gets the monkey. Takes place around Christmas time in 1994. If the show parallels, if the events of the show parallel real time when it's airing, we can probably assume that it's set in the same gear, but not necessarily the same month, so that Christmas episodes and stuff like that will probably happen halfway through the year. Whatever. Not my problem. My problem with this is, so I've pulled up Ross Geller, PhD, which hurts to say.
It's bad. It's terrible.
So Ben Geller was born in 1995.
Okay. So he's a newborn.
Because Ross gets divorced from Carol in 1994. And that's also when he gets the monkey. So Ben isn't born yet.
So I'm assuming they get, so she's pregnant when they get divorced.
Yeah. Possibly at the very—it's not a guarantee. Just depending on how the timeline works there, but
well, maybe Ross kind of at his what was his ex-wife's name again?
I don't know.
Carol.
Yeah.
Maybe they had one more tryst later after the
down
divorce.
The track a little bit.
They got a bit drunk and things went bad. They made a mistake, and then they made another mistake.
Maybe part of it was Ross. Ross getting the monkey was he's like, soon I will have a child and I need to learn a bit of responsibility. I am only 26 and I'm going to do that by adopting a monkey.
Ben is born 13 episodes after Marcel, which is the name of the monkey, is
introduced.
Yeah. But then he loses the monkey in episode 19.
Okay.
Sorry, 19.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So he has a monkey. His ex-wife gives birth. He loses a monkey.
He has a monkey. He loses a monkey. His ex-wife gives birth.
Okay. So he has a monkey. He didn't learn how to be responsible.
He has
a kid who he ignores that Carol and her wife look after. And then he occasionally comes and has a pity armadillo costume. All right. If I was Ben, I would hate my birth dad.
I'm trying to find out about what it takes to actually get a monkey. Because a monkey, a helper monkey specifically, is by and large designed for people with disabilities.
Yep.
It's designed for people who otherwise, struggle to do things around the home that they need to help a monkey for. So I just want to find out, is this the kind of thing where Ross Geller pretended to be in a position to get a helper monkey? Or did he just upfront the cost to get a monkey? Did he steal this helper monkey from someone who could have genuinely used it?
Well, let's just talk about Ross as a person. Like, what kind of disabilities does like a capuchin monkey help with?
Well, where was it? I had a list of the things that a helper monkey can do. Mm-hmm. It's also, and this is a strange thing to discover doing this episode, trying to find out how to get a helper monkey is very difficult. And also, a lot of the websites that apparently will tell me, my computer is like, this website will harm your computer. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what that means. Uh-huh. But here's a list of things that helper monkeys can do. Retrieve dropped objects, such as cell phones or remote controls. Mm-hmm. Opening bottles and inserting straws. Mm-hmm. Turning on buttons and switches for remotes, phones, and computers. Mm-hmm. Repositioning limbs on a wheelchair after a muscle spasm to prevent sores or other injuries. And turning pages or scratching itches. Scratching itches? Mm. I don't want a monkey's fingers scratching my itches.
I kind of do.
That's grody. Mm. So I don't know what this monkey did for Ross, because it's not like a roommate. It's like, was Ross like, anyway, man, let's watch the TV. And the monkey was like, let me scratch you.
I'm just trying to think, because again, with Ross, you can kind of like maybe, because again, he's got a lot of rage issues.
True. Needed something to yell at.
No, I was going. I was like, he's got a lot of rage issues, and I think perhaps he probably had depression at the time. Mm-hmm. And I think he might have some other like undiagnosed things going on. I'm wondering, do capuchin monkeys like help with that? Is that part of their MO or whatever? That man, if you're a rage filled boy.
Here's a monkey
to yell at.
Right?
Which seems abusive to the monkey.
I don't think that's what they're for.
This probably helps slightly. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, just to add to the sadness that is Ross, mm-hmm. he brings Marcel to a New Year's Eve party where the rules was no one's allowed to bring a date, and then everyone brought a date except for Ross, who rocks up with a monkey.
I mean, that's just bad form for all his friends. And then also, why did you bring a monkey?
Yeah.
It's like bringing a worse dog to a New Year's Eve party knowing it's going to be fireworks.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's...
So, Rachel is asked to watch Marcel in a future episode, but Marcel escapes.
Well, it's a monkey.
She then calls animal control for assistance and finds out that Marcel is illegally owned. So, Ross hasn't legally obtained this monkey.
So Marcel, Ross know?
But I don't think... Does that mean Marcel's not a helper monkey?
He's not a helper
Marcel's
monkey.
Marcel's just a fucking monkey.
He's just a fucking monkey.
Well,
he's just a fucking monkey
reveal...
he illegally obtained.
Ross, no.
Marcel, friends.
Yeah.
Because Marcel ends up becoming an actor monkey.
Mm-hmm. He is in Outbreak 2. Outbreak Takes Manhattan or whatever.
Ah.
So he's a famous monkey.
Yeah.
He has the fondness for the song The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I guess it's been trained.
Yeah. Which, and every, also, as I try to look up what it takes to own a helper monkey, I should point out that many of the articles are, if you type in helper monkey into Google, they're like, helper monkey, cruel? And yes, absolutely. They can provide benefits to people with disabilities, absolutely, but the way they're trained is often with more electricity than you would think. But that's also how we got that monkey into space, so...
I guess.
That monkey's name was Ham. Mm. That's pretty funny.
Okay, so Marcel gets retrieved, and I don't know if me digging into the history of Marcel is going to help... why Ross had a monkey or why he decided he needed a monkey. Mm-hmm. But Marcel reaches sexual maturity and starts humping everything. So
he's got
they
a young
give
monkey.
Away.
All right.
Yeah, so he's 10 is apparently the age where monkeys reach sexual maturity. So he's 10 years old. He then gets given to the San Diego Zoo.
Who then sell it to Hollywood.
No, there's a break-in. Marcel gets stolen. He then appears in a Monkey Shine beer commercial and a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
This is not... I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt. This is not relevant to Marcel within the universe of Friends. But I'm just reading about David Schwimmer's experience working with the monkey, and you'll love this. Okay, so LeBlanc, Matt LeBlanc, he loved the monkey, okay? He says, I bought him at an auction. Haha, no, but the monkey was, I liked the monkey. I like animals. The monkey was cool. Schwimmer, not so much. Schwimmer is openly talking about his feelings about the monkey with Entertainment Weekly. I hate the monkey, he said. I wish it were dead.
Fucking hell.
What? You are going hard on that monkey. That's crazy.
Oh, David. Oh,
that's so funny.
What's the name of the actor that plays Marcel?
Katie. It was a lady monkey named Katie. Just so funny for them. Like, do you enjoy working with the monkey? And he's like, no, okay.
I wish Katie was dead.
No, facade gone. I hate that monkey. And it's because apparently they didn't let me bond with the monkey. I just had to like go here, walk here. So he's mad he couldn't play with it, basically.
Yeah.
I wish it was fucking dead. If I could kill that monkey myself, I would. David, please calm down. It's still alive as well, apparently. Katie, she's still around.
Also holds a grudge against David Schwimmer. When asked for comment, Katie sighed. I wish he was fucking dead.
Oh my God! Katie, what? No way. Katie has been cast as the monkey in Ampersand in Why the Last Man.
Holy shit!
That's crazy!
Katie, you fit the big time!
She's on television. She's only in her mid-late 20s, and apparently Capuchins could live to like 40, 45, so...
Wow, it's a long-lived monkey. Well done.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great to hear. It doesn't help us at all. No. That was just a deep dive into the real-life Marcel, Katie.
Mm. Okay, so back to Marcel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Marcel's last appearance on screen is when he stars in Outbreak 2, The Virus Takes Manhattan, alongside Jean-Claude Van Damme. Joey has a small part in the film, portraying a dying man, but due to his overacting, his role is changed to a dead man. Mm. Classic
friends.
Classic LeBlanc, yeah. Mm.
But when season 6 rolls around, and this is the only line of description about Marcel, which maybe ties into the logic of Ross. So this is 5 years later, in season 6. No, 6 years later, I guess. Mm. Season 6, episode 17, Ross says it was stupid of him to have a monkey.
Okay. Okay, so...
Ross is growing. He's learned a little bit. You know, that's nice.
So are we to assume Ross is recently divorced, possible kid on the way, he's in a dark place?
Yes.
Now, I don't think that Ross is the kind of person who would seek out a monkey. However, I can imagine if somebody offered Ross a monkey, him accepting it.
At this point, he works at the museum, yeah?
Correct. Interesting point.
So, now, I'm assuming, like, because he's a bone museum man. So, would any of his, fellow doctor, cohorts, maybe doing some tests or maybe doing some research that involves capuchin monkeys? Did he steal a lab animal?
Maybe, but it seems... I mean, I guess he was at the museum. He wasn't in that department. He was in the paleontology department. So it seems unlikely that he would come across other people. But also, it's not inconceivable. And maybe someone was like, hey, Ross, we're done experimenting on this monkey. We're just going to throw it in the trash. Do you want it instead? You seem sad as hell. So this monkey always cheers me up. Maybe it'll make you happy, Ross. And then Ross is like,
I guess monkeys are pretty good. I hear they scratch me sometimes, but in a good way. I get an itch.
Yeah. Mm.
So yeah, how did he get this monkey? I guess is another also good, great question for this particular episode here. Because I don't know. I don't know where he would seek out a capuchin monkey. And I don't feel a capuchin monkey is something you just buy from a pet shop. Now, I recently saw Outbreak.
Yeah.
Not a good movie. But... old mate Patrick Dempsey, what he tries to do, he smuggles a monkey and he goes to a pet shop and he tries to sell it. And the pet shop owner's like, no, I don't want this monkey. I need a male monkey, not a female monkey. Get out of here. So he just lets it out in the wild, and that monkey's just full of viruses. So in America, can one just go into a pet shop and pick up a capuchin monkey?
If you go to exoticanimalsforsale.net, a website I now know exists.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
For a mere $8,000, you could be the proud owner of a baby capuchin monkey.
Well, I hate learning this.
From $8,000 to roughly $10,000, you could own a baby capuchin if you so desired.
So this is now in like where the internet is accessible. So back in like the mid 90s, the internet was just a blip.
Yeah.
So when did the internet come around? Was it 99?
When was the first time one could purchase an animal online? Was Ross on his old dial-up fucking Apple II Googling capuchin for sale for sad man and dropping $8,000 on a capuchin
monkey? Well, again, that's $8,000 for a baby capuchin. Yeah. Like, and his pay, he gets a 10-year-old or like a 9-year-old, somewhat well-trained capuchin. Yeah, so I'd assume that it'd be maybe more money.
I was,
and we do know we do know that Ross is a very good saver. He follows his dad's advice, and he always puts like 30% or whatever it was in a pay. So we know he actually does save money. So we probably could easily drop $8,000 to fix his sad times.
Zambit, my beautiful friend, he is a trained helper monkey, correct?
Is Marcel a trained helper monkey?
Yeah, Dusha, this is important.
It's never established, I don't think, because...
Does Marcel wear little underwear or a nappy?
Marcel is rebellious and unwilling to listen to Ross, but bonds with Chandler almost immediately. Could I be any more friends with this monkey?
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, have you always wanted to know a bit more about the inner workings of the media? Your copyrights from your copy wrong, science fact from science fiction, or how to differentiate defamation from degustation? Well, before you eat a bunch of media laws or drop out of a very expensive media master's degree like yours truly, why not watch Media Breakdown, a new show aiming to improve the average person's media literacy while making you laugh? From our good friends and team behind Gamey Gamey Game, Media Breakdown is hosted by comedian and writer Beck Petratus, featuring cameos from comedians Kate Dernott, Jack Druce, Mish Wittrup, Annie Louie, Michelle Brazier, and regular SansPants guest Lena Moon. Part explainer, part sketch show, and with expert interviews thrown in for good measure, Media Breakdown is a 10-ish minute show perfect to watch on your next lunch break, or while you're on the toilet, or curled up in bed refusing to leave the safe embrace of a very heavy blanket. We recently purchased a 14-kilo king-size weighted blanket, and honestly, it helps a little. So to check out Media Breakdown, head on over to youtube.com/stupidoldchannel. Once again, it's only available at youtube.com/stupidoldchannel.
This is a way we can answer it, I think, because the text does not tell us. Does Marcel open bottles, scratch itches, pick up remotes, etc. on command? Because a wild monkey will behave differently. We got two questions. Does Marcel tear the face off any of Ross's friends?
Or no.
Does he just pick up remotes and act like a little man?
He kind of just sits on Ross's shoulder.
Okay. That's a level of tame, and that's a level of trained.
Yeah. All the costs. Oh, wait, hang on.
Oh, my God.
He's watching TV with Rachel, maybe.
Okay. Well,
hang on. I'm investigating.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Marcel must have been born around 1985. Marcel's older than me.
Whoa. And he's been on many TV shows. Yeah. What have you done?
Nothing. More useless than a goddamn monkey.
Apparently.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, please continue. I'm just watching Friends now, I guess. I'm trying to find Marcel in action.
All the costs associated with training and placing a monkey, okay, so this is a trained capuchin, $40,000 per animal for a trained capuchin. It's probably would have been less in the 90s, but still, I don't think that Ross, and also the website, if I click on it, my computer's like, we're not actually letting you into this website, you're going to get a virus. But I don't think Ross is dropping $40,000 on a trained capuchin. I think he got a wild animal.
Because it's an illegally obtained capuchin.
That's true.
The capuchin Marcel, whilst watching TV with Rachel, just keeps pushing the cushion off the couch and sticking his head in a shoe.
Okay, so he's not that well trained.
No. But clearly he's not like a wild animal either. Mm. But
so I guess it's someone's pet.
Yeah, he's been handled in the past, and now Ross is taking it.
He maybe did a shit in the shoe.
Okay,
it looks like that he did the shit in the shoe.
So,
also, what do you think appears first? Rachel's iconic haircut, the Rachel, or Marcel the monkey?
I think it's got to be Marcel the monkey.
Yeah,
right?
Correct.
Pre-Rachel. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's also crazy.
Yeah.
All of this research has made me realize it's fucking insane that one of the most critically acclaimed, one of the most popular sitcoms of all time, episode 10, features the character who's meant to just be living a lovable life in New York, 20-something singles where your friends are your family or whatever, gets a monkey.
Yeah, that is that's the kind of thing that happens like late when a sitcom is zombified and they're like, how do we make it entertaining? Early on, they thought it was a good plot to give Ross a capuchin.
So, after viewing the footage of Rachel losing Marcel, Marcel seems very limited with his training.
Okay.
Obviously, this is a reflection simply on Marcel and not on Katie, who is doing an exceptional job.
An incredible job. One of the best
actors. I cannot wait to see her playing Ampersand in Why the Last Man. That's insane.
That's crazy. What a career.
Could Marcel's bad behavior not be, in fact, due to, say, Marcel, but after spending the fraction of time with Ross, a bad owner of a monkey, caused it to play up?
Yeah,
I think I would misbehave if I hung out with Ross.
Ben well behaved?
Ross barely ever sees Ben. In fact, it's probably worthwhile. And Dusha, you do have the tomes open in front of you, so maybe we could get you on this. How many times over the course of the series does Ross Geller see his son?
We're looking for on-screen appearances of Ben.
Yeah. Yep. So, because if we can determine what kind of a father episodes. Ross is for Ben, we can determine what kind of an owner Ross is for Marcel. And if we can determine the kind of owner Ross is for Marcel, we can determine whether or not Marcel's behavior is a reflection of Ross's parenting skills. I think that's a fair assumption to make.
Fucking crazy that Cole Sprouse played Ben in future seasons. He's that guy.
Yeah. Now, we know Ross is a bad man, okay? Nobody's denying that. He's scum. He's pissed.
He dates one of his students. He tries to have sex with his cousin. He's a terrible human being.
Do we think that Ross could get to such a dark place? Because still, I think the purchasing of Marcel is out of character for Ross. Mm. It's in character for Joey. Joey Tribbiani on the street, he'd buy a monkey. He wouldn't question it. He'd be all over it. And he'd raise that monkey, and he'd still have that monkey, you know, X many seasons later. I think most of the cast could, but I can't imagine Ross buying a monkey, which is curious because he does.
I can't imagine him, unless like he's went to a pet shop and was like picked up a monkey, but it's illegally obtained.
Yeah.
So how did he acquire this monkey?
And this would be another interesting thing to find out, when Joey and Chandler get the duck and chicken, what's Ross's reaction to that? Is Ross like, what are you doing? You don't want a duck and a chicken in the apartment. That's disgusting. Or is Ross like, well, I once bought a fucking monkey, so I can't talk. I actually can't comment on this shit.
Okay, so I've done I know that I've been
before too. Yeah,
I've been very absent. I just want you to know that I'm the man in the chair this episode. So yeah. Ben appears in 24 episodes of Friends, 25 if you count uncut episodes. There is 236 episodes of Friends.
Wow, Ross does not see his son very often.
No,
that is funny.
Okay, to give you an example, to really drive this home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Duck Senior.
Yeah.
And Duck Senior appears in 21 episodes. With Chicken Senior simply appearing in 18.
That rules. That's great.
Also adding to maybe just the poor father figure that is Ross.
Yeah.
Now, I just found an article here because apparently Ben's son doesn't really appear after season 8.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And there are theorems out there that the reason why Ben doesn't appear is because Ross lost custody.
Oh, my God.
And so there's several examples of Ross's, say, instability that could have motivated Carol to seek full custody. And here are the things that they've listed. So in season 6, Ross asks his self-defense instructor to help him attack Phoebe and Rachel. So that's a strange thing to request someone, and maybe they went to the instructor, maybe went off and was like, this is problematic, this is a red flag. He attempts to hook up with his first cousin in season 7. Now, if I found out that the father of my baby was trying to fuck their cousin, I perhaps would be like, you don't get visitation rights, you pervert.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. That would be fair enough.
In season 6, he carries on a romantic relationship with Elizabeth, one of his students at a university. Once again, showing really poor judgment there. And once again, just looking at his duty of care and throwing it out the window.
Mm-hmm.
The of course, a very infamous season 5 where he gets very angry about his coworker eating his sandwich, which gets him on medication. And that medication may be part of the reason to kind of like compound to be like why he shouldn't be able to look after a child. And if he does lose custody, at least he has to have, like, you know, supervised visitation rights. And yeah, so again, Ross, big piece of garbage.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe Ross, you know, despite it seeming out of character, Ross is not as stable as often maybe we think.
And yeah.
Maybe in a fit of rage, he went, you know, distraught from his recent divorce. He goes out and purchases a capuchin monkey, treats it very poorly, and then loses it down the track due to his own negligence. I tried to find what Ross's reaction was to the duck and the chicken. Couldn't find much. Apparently the duck swallows Ross's engagement ring, one of many, at some point, which I'm sure he's upset about, but that's not necessarily about the idea of a duck and a chicken in the apartment. So I couldn't quite find his reaction there, but I have to assume he's not happy about it. You know,
The one with the chicken and the duck is the 21st episode of the 3rd season of Friends.
Yeah, Ross is doing other stuff in the background, apparently, throughout the whole episode. And it's a Rachel Ross episode for him, you know, so.
I'm just trying to wonder, is there anything that, like, Ross has that would maybe look in terms of, like, what? Because, again, he has, like, such an anger issue as well, and he does make very poor decision. It's almost like he has no impulse control.
Yeah.
And so buying a monkey for a lot of money and then discarding it.
It kind of is, like, fairly in line with what you might imagine from Ross, yeah.
But I'm trying to work out what kind of, again, what he might particularly have.
Yeah, yeah.
To
what's causing this in Ross, yeah.
So yeah. The last appearance of Ben, if you want to lean into the him losing custody, is that Ben is coming over to play Ross's friend's engagement present, which is Ms. Pac-Man.
Okay.
And they've all gotten very competitive over Ms. Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And Chandler set all the records and has changed all of the initials to dirty words.
Uh-oh.
So then Phoebe and Monica have to get really good, even better at Ms. Pac-Man, so that Ben doesn't see. But then Phoebe loses just as Ben walks in the door and she starts screaming and swearing. And Ross has to cover Ben's ears.
But presumably Ross hears those dirty words and then,
yeah,
you know.
Maybe goes and says it. Maybe that's the moment.
Yeah.
That maybe we lose.
That we lose custody of Ben.
Yeah, like the people you hang out with. And we know that, like, one of Ross's wives was just like, you know, you basically got to pick either me or your friend, Rachel. Yeah. And he always picks his friends. And maybe it's one of those situations where it's like, your friends are actually pieces of shit and are a bad influence on my baby boy. So you either need to, like, get better friends, tell them to stop behaving like absolute maniacs, or, you know, you don't get to see your son. And once again, Ross chooses his friends.
Yeah, I think that's possible. His I think given the little amount of time that Ross has ever spent with his son, I don't think to Ross losing his son is such a big deal. And I think we can see this because presumably after the last appearance of Ben, Ross is not, like, super distraught and doesn't talk about it. So for it was probably a relief, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just, because, like, there is definitely something, like, some kind of thing wrong with Ross, like, as his core being. Because, again, he kind of definitely shirks away from a lot of responsibility. Mm-hmm. He does, again, he thinks, like, rules tend to not apply to him as well. He will often kind of, like, you know, skirt around kind of issues. Again, like, dating a student, it's just like, oh, you know, it's frowned upon, but it's not really, like, a law and, like, a rule. And then he finds out that it is a rule and... Yeah. Everyone's like, oh no, and he doesn't lose his job, which is crazy.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but Ross comes from wealth, right?
His they parents are wealthy, yes.
And I think except for Phoebe and Joey, they all do,
And his parents do favor him. Like, the parents are very much like, Ross is a good boy.
Yeah.
He cannot do wrong. He's basically like a little prince, as opposed to Monica, who they kind of, like, shame quite a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the way she lives her life.
Would it not be
inconceivable? Ross is like a little golden boy.
Yeah, to see.
Okay, so just a bit of information just to build the case. And this, unfortunately, doesn't give us anything, but I've had to go deep.
Okay.
So I've got the script for the episode, the one with a chick and a duck.
Beautiful.
And I have searched for duck. And I've actually found that Ross does interact with duck.
Okay.
Duck senior. He doesn't meet chick senior. He only meets duck senior.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler bursts into a room holding the duck. And Ross says to Chandler, "That's a duck." And Chandler said, "That's a bad duck. Anyway, how'd things go tonight, Ross?" And then Ross doesn't acknowledge the duck after that. So he doesn't seem to care.
Yeah. Okay.
He seems to, again, very, very, like, low impulse. Like, he's whatever. Just grabs whatever he wants and then maybe just discards it. It's the kind of thing where he doesn't really maybe form emotional relationship to certain, like, people and or things.
Well, what I'm thinking as well is that if Ross comes from a position of privilege, which he does, then it's not inconceivable to assume that Ross just thinks that those rules don't apply to him. He can date a student because what punishment will he receive? He can buy a capuchin monkey and then lose a capuchin monkey because he won't suffer any consequences.
And he doesn't. Exactly. He loses the monkey, but he doesn't get fined.
No.
Well, he should be fined for having the monkey in the first place. Honestly, losing
his
the monkey. His
friend takes a tranquilizer dart that was meant for the monkey so that the monkey can't escape.
Yeah. But and
that's crazy.
Let's not forget, you know, like we can't ignore the fact that also Ross's friends, they don't say anything. They see you as a monkey, but they're not like, you shouldn't have a monkey. If I turned up to work, Zammit, and you had a monkey and I was like, "Where'd you get that monkey?" And you're like, "Illegally," I would be like, "Oh, okay." If you were like, "Yeah, I'm so sad that I bought a monkey," I would be like, "Oh, cool, as your friend, like, are you okay?" But I don't think that ever comes from the friends.
No, because again, it's like they almost treat Ross's marriage as a bit of a joke or his divorce as a bit of a joke. And even Ross kind of like, he tries to laugh it off, I think, but he's clearly suffering from like post-traumatic stress of dealing with that whole fallout because he was very excited to have a potential three-way.
Absolutely.
Then he realized that he's just sitting there in the corner eating chips, watching his wife make out with another lady.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice to know that Ross is just a big fucking cuck.
Massive,
there he was, sitting in the cuck chair, having some dip, being like, this rules. Do you need any water? Yeah.
Wait a second. Mm. Hold on a second. Yeah.
Because I think you're right. This whole kind of thing where it's just like Ross either comes from like either, maybe not, because again, I don't think his parents were exceptionally wealthy.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they were just kind of like well off.
Yeah.
Like upper middle class, I think you'd probably describe them as. And so, but they did treat him like a prince.
Yeah.
Like they did treat him and have high expectations, and they just kind of like lavished a lot of praise on him as opposed to kind of like Monica, who probably got a lot more neglect. So Ross has this kind of periods or this kind of like psychology there of or this basically being like, I can't do any wrong,
yeah,
because I'm a good boy, I get praised for doing everything, and how could bad things happen to me, an angel? And so yeah, he's like, hell yeah, I'm getting to live my life having a three-way, and he sits there, he's enjoying himself, but he never really admits to himself that this is not good for you,
yeah,
dude.
This is
he never kind of like, you know, has that introspection to realize that, ah, fuck, a bad thing is happening. He only realizes that much later. And again, the same thing with like a monkey. It's kind of just like, oh, I'm sad, so I guess I'll get a monkey.
Mm.
And no one bothers to question him because... Or if they do, do you think maybe they have tried before being like, hey, Ross, don't do this, or like, hey, Ross, this is a problematic thing, and you think he's probably just ignored it. Also, at this point, he's 26.
The rest of the friends hate Ross?
Yeah.
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 Well, no, Rachel marries him.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah. Barring Rachel. Well, she hates him sometimes.
well, him and Joey are best friends.
Is Joey's best friend not Chandler? Come on.
Mm.
They cut Chandler out briefly, apparently,
oh,
according to this page that's in front of me. So another thing that's
Now who do they... Is it Joey and Ross, they fall asleep on each other watching Die Hard?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And when there's that gunshot, who tries to save the scene? Oh, wait, no. I think Joey tries to save Ross.
Mm.
Or it's like a car backfiring, and Ross is so touched. But they just realize that Joey just wanted to save a sandwich. I think Joey's allegiances.
you
don't really know with him.
Yeah,
Joey is the chillest of the friends. He's like, I don't give a shit about no shit.
Yeah.
But Ross, I've just found more evidence that Ross is just like a real piece of shit for the monkey stuff because he comes into conflict with Phoebe all the time because he's always claiming to be like quite rational and by the book, and he's always like, Phoebe, you're like eccentric and you suck shit and like fuck
living
you
that bohemian lifestyle. What are you doing?
You're
I'm Ross.
But cunt, you adopted a monkey.
Yeah.
In New York City.
He didn't adopt a monkey. He bought an illegal monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not a monkey that was in a position where it needed someone to care for it. It was not a monkey in its old age. It was a monkey in the prime of its life that Ross, for self-serving purposes, illegally purchased and then got sick of. That's frankly pretty despicable on the part of Ross Geller.
And again, the whole concept of like, why did he get one? Because he was sad. It should not be a reason.
It's not enough.
You get a monkey.
No. It's not a reason you get an exotic animal illegally obtained to then like, neglect, like your son.
Yeah.
You don't do that, Ross.
It's kind of that thing. Like, okay, look, I even be like, okay, like you get like an exotic monkey because you're sad. Like, he didn't even go through the steps of getting, say, a cat or a dog, which I would also say... Getting a cat or a dog because you're sad, a kind of piece of shit move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I guess, you know, whatever. You're lonely, you want to take care for something. I get
At
it.
At the very least, those animals are domesticated for that purpose. So, yeah,
exactly. They're not going to cost like $8,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yet,
and
no.
It's not cruel.
It's not a cruel
or at least it's less cruel.
Yeah.
It's
I
not...
think he, no, he wants attention.
Yeah.
This is Ross wanting attention.
Yeah.
He brings it to a fucking party
as
well.
He
does. His Eve party.
Exactly. He's not like, oh, I got a dog, or he's like, oh, sweet, look at this cat I got. No, he's like, I got a fucking capuchin monkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, everyone's going to be like, why do you have a monkey on your shoulder? And then he brings it to a New Year's Eve party where there's, and then, look, how do capuchin monkeys deal with fireworks?
I can't imagine. Wow. It's a shock Ross still has his eyeballs, frankly. That's a true wonder.
It's sad that David Schwimmer, the man, wasn't maimed by Katie, the monkey.
Imagine the alternate universe where Friends had no seasons because David Schwimmer, up-and-coming actor, had his eyeballs torn out by a monkey on set. And we lived in a world... I mean, we couldn't do this episode, but that's a small price to pay, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a thing where he wants attention. He wants people to feel like sad for him. I think I think even it's worse than just wanting attention. He's wanting people to ask him why he got a monkey so that he can say he got sad and had a divorce, which is one of two things. One either wants pity or he's trying to manipulate his way into having sex with someone and using like the monkey and his recent divorce.
I think it could easily be both. You know,
because
what I mean?
Him using that monkey and his recent divorce to try and like pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Feels like a piece of shit Ross Gallimore.
It's classic Ross. Ross being sad and needing companionship. Doesn't flow. It doesn't make sense. Feels wrong. Ross thinking that he can manipulate people into having sex with him by buying a monkey. Now we're talking Ross Gallimore.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And when you look at like looking after Marcel, like the fact that he's like, Rachel, look after him. And then also doesn't tell her that he's illegally obtained.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And dog shit friend move.
Yeah. How soon was he asking Rachel to look after that monkey?
Yeah.
Nine episodes in between.
Okay.
All right. So like 9 weeks, let's say.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah,
that's still poor. I don't know. Again, looking after us like a monkey, mate, like after like only 9 weeks seems not enough time.
And clearly I like as well. Like at this point, Ross, he's annoyed by owning the monkey. It hasn't worked. He's not gotten laid because of the monkey.
Yeah.
So it's a burden for him now, which is also classic Ross.
Yeah. Why is Rachel looking after the monkey? So sorry. Do you know what's Ross doing so important? Yeah.
Second.
If you can just consult the friend's tomes, the ancient manuscripts that you have before you, see if we can find out why. Because I'm
going to have to pull up the script again, I think.
I know what you're thinking, damn it. You're thinking like, oh, he's got something, maybe seeing a lady, or it won't be anything but, important. Guaranteed.
Yeah, what is so important that he has to, like, stop, say, bonding with this, like, a very young capuchin that you just have that is also just reaching maturity?
Yeah.
So it probably seems like a time to, as the person who is looking after this particular capuchin, to be actually there and dealing with this. Because, again, a horny capuchin it feels like a stress. It feels like that's something that really should be taking up a lot of your time.
But I got to assume that at this point, Ross is just neglecting the shit out of this capuchin.
So does that also mean that he didn't get, say, Marcel neutered?
I guess not. Well, I don't think...
Yeah, should you neuter a monkey?
So, like,
I don't know that... Like, if I look at, like, a dog, and I'm like, I really should get... You know, like a cat, okay, I'll get it neutered, because then... I don't know the rules for a monkey.
Well, the monkey's balls are in its little nappy, so you're not seeing them. So, you know.
There's no nappy. The monkey doesn't wear a nappy.
Where is its penis?
It's Katie.
Oh, right. That's fair. Where's its vagina?
It's right there.
You can see it. It's gross.
He's just angry, I guess, so you can't see it. That's fair.
Yeah, but like, you know, should you, if you have a pet capuchin,
should you spay it?
Are you meant to spay it? I don't know. And again, is this kind of stuff, like, how much research did he do before obtaining a monkey? Like, before I you know, we got cats, I did my research about, like, how do you look after cats? What do they need? You know, just
nothing,
in general.
Right? Like, absolutely no. This is a decision based purely on his penis and on getting weird pity monkey sex. That's what he was hoping for. He was peacocking before peacocking was a thing. You know?
This just feels like just prime peacocking.
Yeah.
You, like, a man walks into a party with a monkey, no one is not asking what the fuck is the deal with the monkey.
But it's and stupid, like, because if somebody does decide to have sex with you, where do you put the monkey?
Put on a shelf and it watches?
Yeah, what do you do? That
doesn't feel right at all.
I mean, that's like an episode of Friends we didn't get for obvious reasons, or a scene where Ross goes back with a woman and she's like, well, I'll be in the bedroom. And then he's like, great. And then he turns and sees the monkey on his shoulder and he's like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. What do I do with the monkey? Lock it in
a bathroom. Ross, he'd just, huck in the bathroom, put it in a cage.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's now getting laid. That was his main goal, because he's a piece of shit.
And he's going to catch a cab home with a monkey. Yeah. And he got off, but the monkey didn't.
All right. So, a few little things. Yeah. One, it's never established what Ross was doing where he couldn't look after Marcel that day.
Okay.
He is a piece of shit to Rachel, and mocks her being like, oh, sorry, I shouldn't have given you a monkey to look after. We should have started with a pen or a pencil. This is my fault.
Ross, it's a fucking monkey.
And then, later on, he's like, Marcel is an illegal exotic animal. I'm not allowed to have him in the city. If they find him, they'll take him away from me. And Rachel's like, okay, now see, you never told us that. And then Ross is like, that's right, because I didn't expect you to invite animal control into the apartment.
What? Why?
Is Ross like a socio? Is he a sociopath?
He's definitely a piece of shit.
Yeah. The worst well, yeah. dude guaranteed. And in many ways, you know, even though David Schwimmer is not a reflection of Ross Geller, I'm happy that he hates the monkey. And I hope in my very soul that the monkey hates him, you know?
Yeah. Was I? Yeah, look, we all do. I'm just... You ask your friend, your very good friend, who you've been trying to have sex with this whole time, to look after this monkey. Was he trying to be like, she look after this monkey and maybe I'll get some pity sex? That didn't work out, so he takes out his frustration and anger out on her by belittling her, saying that, like, you know, she can't look after a monkey, she can't look after a pen, you'd probably be a terrible mother.
Yeah.
Just, like, really kind of, like, go off that maternal instinct of hers. Or like, they'd just be like... Was he trying to neg her into also more pity sex? Is that his biggest move?
So I've done some more fucking research into this fucking script of the one where the monkey got away.
Yeah.
His plan is to fuck Rachel after she looks after the monkey.
Oh my God.
Fucking called it!
Ross, you
guys are a piece of shit!
The reason that he needs her to look after Marcel, which isn't just a we're gonna have sex way, is he's at work. What the fuck does Marcel do every other day?
Yeah, well, clearly you're right, Sam. And he's like, I'll put her in charge of Marcel. She'll struggle. I can yell at her about that. She'll feel bad. Confidence lowered. And then who loves the phrase confidence lowered? It's old piece of garbage Ross who can slide
Ross
on
garbage.
Yeah.
So here's the actual line of dialogue. Anyway, I figured after work I'd go pick her up a bottle of wine and go over there and try to woo her.
Fuck you. And then Chandler
is like, Chandler is basically like, fuck you. Because he's like, hey, you know what you should do? You should take it back to the 1890s when that phrase was last used.
Good one, Chandler.
So this has been 9 weeks of him having a monkey, of him going to work every day, leaving a capuchin monkey by itself
in an
apartment with, like, you know, no social contact with people, just kind of, like, 8 hours a day or whatever it is, just kind of just in there. Ross seems to be a person who kind of, like, tends to kind of go to work and stay at work, and then if he's not there, he's hanging out with his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then that monkey is by itself.
It's neglected.
Quite a lot.
Well,
being
neglected. In the scene where he's describing what he's going to do, like, Marcel isn't with him right then, so clearly Marcel is just in his apartment.
Exactly. And no wonder, like... Again, it plays up when Rachel is there. It's had no social skills.
Ross, as a paternal figure to a child, to a capuchin, to his friends, is terrible.
Yeah.
Thank God the monkey got away, like, frankly.
It's like, because again, if you look at that in terms of, like, the people he's meant to be looking after, and I know I keep harping on about this, but again, he dates and sleeps with one of his students.
Yeah.
Who has, like, a much, like, the age gap is quite large there.
Disgusting.
And he kind of takes that relationship and he turns it sexual.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you look at the one where he does try to have sex with his cousin, again, she comes down to, like, the big city to kind of hang out with Ross and Monica.
Yep.
And again, because he's the older cousin, he then abuses that situation and tries to have sex with his younger cousin.
He is truly the scum of the earth.
He's a predator.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't give a shit about anything else. He's very manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a human scum.
I hope he dies.
I mean... me too. And it's good to end the episode with a whole lot of evidence that's been thrown towards you. And this is one of those plumbing episodes where people are like, oh, wow, they did research on the fly. But it is one of those episodes where, unfortunately, the ending is exactly where I started. Yeah. Ross Geller should be fucking shot with a gun.
It's true.
And if I have to be the one to pull the trigger, I know that I'll sleep well that night.
Every single plumbing boy with our hands wrapped around the grip of the gun, all of our fingers on the trigger at once. It's a big gun.
You can't put three people in jail for the same crime, we all say.
Triple indemnity, coppo. What you gonna do now?
Hey, judge, jury, and executioner, how are you gonna punish us? Who pulled the trigger? Three people can't shoot one bullet.
Three people can't fit on the electric chair. It's designed for one guy. So
what are you gonna do, idiot?
You gonna make an electric couch for us specifically?
You look like an idiot.
Because that'd be kind of cool.
So Ross The reason Ross owns a monkey is solely for selfish reasons, rather than just getting a cat or a dog, which would have filled the same purpose and are domesticated animals and therefore is significantly less cruel.
Yeah.
He's opted for a monkey, which he can't look after, he didn't train, and then uses to belittle one of his friends, whom he also has an unrequited love towards.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Even his original plan of being like, I'm going to get her to look after the monkey, which will exhaust her, basically.
To wear her down so I can swoop in.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Fuck you, Ross. You own a monkey because you're a cunt. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
You can see Katie in Why the Last Man.
Yes. Be sure to check out the new FX series, Why the Last Man, to see Katie's new silver screen role.
Yeah.
Which is funny because that means that Katie is now officially more relevant than David Schwimmer.
That's true. Oh, that's so funny.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.